Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is this major music act hitting the area?
Well, the Black Keys are heading to Rumlinger Farms in Carnation this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and that's still a pretty weirdly awesome venue for a band that big. The whole thing is outdoors, so instead of dealing with arena parking garages and their prices and downtown Seattle traffic, you're basically listening to blues rock in the middle of farm country. If you've never done one of Rumlinger Farm shows before, the setup's surprisingly easy once you're there. It's worth leaving early, though, because everybody on the east side suddenly remembers Carnation exists. The second concerts start happening out there.
What is Carnation? Carnation! That's right. The Redmond Library is hosting a Yoga for Stress Relief class on Sunday, May 31st from 2 to 3 p.m. And you know what? The timing feels pretty appropriate after the week that a lot of us have been having this week.
It's been a tough one.
Shilpa from Peace Yoga is leading an intro-level session focused on relaxation and simple breathing techniques. So you definitely don't need to be somebody doing handstands on Instagram to show up. Bring a yoga mat if you have one. And if you don't have one, do not get stressed about it. The whole point of this is yoga for stress relief.
Sama Sellers is doing a stand-up comedy night Thursday, May 28th, with Taylor Clark headlining alongside Genevieve Ferrari. Boy, there's a fun name.
Yeah.
Take that one racing around that winery. This feels like one of those low-key Redmond nights people accidentally discover and then keep going back to. Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7. It'll be inside the wine lounge and Danny Marie will be hosting. So the whole thing should move pretty fast without awkward dead spots between comics.
Yeah, you bet it's going to move fast thanks to you-know-who.
Who's that? Oh, the Ferrari.
That's right. When you're planning your next event, forget about all of those bland corporate catering companies. Latia Angelina brings something special to your gathering. Brian and Amelia have been serving authentic Mexican cuisine for 5 years using recipes from Brian's parents, Angelina and Miguel, straight from Jalisco, Mexico. And here's the cool thing. Angelina still makes the salsas and sauces by hand herself. They've got their King County permit and can travel anywhere from Snohomish down to Tacoma for private events. They've catered apartment complexes like Skyline and Triangle in Redmond, corporate events, and private parties. It's just Brian, Amelia, and their 5 kids doing everything themselves with Angelina's homemade sauces, tying the whole menu together. You know, your event deserves better than generic catering. That message brought to you by Latia Angelina.
So Ramrod getting canceled this summer apparently didn't slow anybody down over at Redmond Cycling Club. They just announced a brand new gravel ride called Get Mad, which stands for Gravel Enumclaw to Mowich in a Day. And the route sounds pretty intense, even by Pacific Northwest cycling standards. Riders will head through private forest land, climb restricted access roads, and finish at Mowich Lake inside Mount Rainier National Park. Registration opened this week through the Redmond Cycling Club website, and the ride itself is scheduled for July 23rd. This one will probably fill up fast.
There's a spring fishing gear swap and community cookout happening Sunday, May 31st from 3 to 7 p.m. at Kakani Shelter inside Lake Sammamish State Park. And even if you barely fish, these community gear swap things are usually pretty fun. People bring old rods, tackle boxes, camping stuff, and random outdoor gear while mostly hanging around swapping stories with each other. They've also got food during the event, so it turns into more of a neighborhood cookout than some hardcore fishing expo. If your kids have been curious about fishing lately, this is a pretty cheap way to ease into it.
Okay, Dan, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. Are you ready? I've got a question for you. So play along.
All right, I'm going to play. I'm playing along, and you at home play along, too.
Local lore suggests that in 1935, a black bear wandered into downtown Redmond. What happened? A, the mayor shot it. B, it was treed and stayed up there for 3 days. C, it broke into Bill Brown's saloon.
Do I know my answer?
Or D, it became the town mascot.
Final answer. He broke into Bill Brown's saloon. Please let that be a thing.
Well, the answer is actually kind of boring. It's B, it was treed and stayed up there for 3 days.
Hey, great trivia question. Way to go. A bear came into town, climbed up a tree, and hung out on a tree for 3 days. What's the story?
Well, a black bear wandered into downtown Redmond in 1935 and climbed up a tree. Townspeople, police, the sheriff, and deputies all tried to get it down, but the thing stayed up there for 3 full days. And it was apparently such a big deal that it made national headlines.
Everyone, get a load of what's going on in Washington. A state full of mountains and trees and bears. You're never going to guess what happened. Oh my God, this trivia question was the worst one ever. We have to try harder, Jennifer.
We have to. Yep. Now here's something most homeowners don't think about. You could have a water leak right now and not even know it. Underground leaks don't show up like a burst pipe. There's no water on the floor. Your water bill just quietly creeps up month after month until one day you're paying double and wondering what the heck happened. Simply Leak Detection finds those leaks without tearing up your yard. They use non-invasive tech to pinpoint exactly where the problem is. Over 300 five-star reviews on Google. They cover the whole east side, Redmond, Kirkland, Bellevue, all of it. So, if your water bill's been climbing or your meter's spinning when nothing is running, then give Lincoln and his team a call at 253-800-1412 or visit them at simplyleakdetection.biz. That message brought to you by Simply Leak Detection.
Word is Redmond rumor mill.
There is a rumor going around that somebody is thinking about opening a dedicated indoor pickleball facility somewhere in or around Redmond. And it makes sense because pickleball is really hot right now. We don't know who's behind it. We don't know if it's still in the early planning stages or what. But if this thing actually happens, I think it would get busy fast because, like, these are really popular. Pickleball is really a big thing. So we want to hear from you. If you have any information about this, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. Hey, and listen, and while you are over at our Facebook page, we'd like you to find the post called Your Picks and answer this question. We want you to vote on who you think has the best outdoor eating experience in Redmond.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.